Good morning, everyone. My name is Yusuf, and I'm with Munia. We will talk about the links between Shakespeare and marketing. So, through his plays, Shakespeare gives marketing lessons. Even nowadays, these lessons are still right. So, we want to explain the lesson he left us. There are so many ideas that we had to choose. We will talk about the ones that still seems to be the more relevant.
All that glitters is not gold. In The Merchant of Venice, this line means that not everything that looks precious will turn out to be so. A lesson that you can easily apply to the trade domain.
2. Give every man the near, but few thy voice in Hamlet. It simply means that you should take a less and listen more.
The course of true love never did run smooth. In A Midsummer Night's Dream, it means that true love can happen, but some things will get in the way of it. You can apply that to trade and marketing. It would mean that you can reach your goals, but you will probably have to face obstacles.
Love all, trust a few, do wrong to none. In all's well, that ends well. You need to make a social responsibility part of your marketing efforts by giving back to your community. The most dynamic companies today integrate social good efforts into their business.
What's in a name? That which we call a rose, by any other name, would smell as sweet. In Romeo and Juliet. Branding is important, but remember, at the end of the day, your brand is just a name or label for the value you deliver. The product or service you provide should speak for itself and what your reputation is truly based on. You will find a good product backed by excellent customer service will almost sell itself.
If you can look into the seeds of time and say which grain will grow and which will not, speak then to me, in Macbeth. Unlike Macbeth and Banquo, we don't have a witches to predict the future. We don't know if your marketing plans will succeed or fail. We can base our plans on past performance, leading indicators, market research, and little bit of gut feeling.
Action is eloquence in Coriolanus. In the marketing field, it can be easy to get lost in the planning and never get to the doing. At the end of the year, would you rather have an eloquent written business plan or the sale results that come for putting your your tactics into actions in the field? I'd go with the latter.
Thank you.